An Abundance of Catherines by John Green. To my wife, Sarah Urist Green. Anagrammatically, her great Russian grin has treasure. A great risen rush. She is a rut ranger. Anguish arrester. Sister haranguer. Treasure sharing. Heart reassuring. Signature sharer. Erasing rare hurts. But the pleasure isn't owning the person. The pleasure is this: having another contender in the room with you. Philip Roth, The Human Stain. Chapter 1. The morning after noted child prodigy Colin Singleton graduated from high school and got dumped for the 19th time by a girl named Catherine, he took a bath. Colin had always preferred baths. One of his general policies in life was never to do anything standing up that could just as easily be done lying down. He climbed into the tub as soon as the water got hot, and he sat and watched with a curiously blank look on his face as the water overtook him. The water inched up his legs, which were crossed and folded into the tub. He did recognize, albeit faintly, that he was too long and too big for this bathtub. He looked like a mostly grown person playing at being a kid. As the water began to splash over his skinny but unmuscled stomach, he thought of Archimedes. When Colin was about 4, he read a book about Archimedes, the Greek philosopher, who'd discovered that volume could be measured by water displacement when he sat down in the bathtub. Upon making this discovery, Archimedes supposedly showed...